episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is my curious little podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings, which I hope will help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 158, and specifically, it's a storytime episode featuring The Man and the Butterfly by L. Frank Baum. If you're a new listener, then welcome to my little world of whispers. Each week I rotate through one of five types of episodes to calm those overactive squirrels in your brain. These include Whisperpedia episodes, chat episodes, batch episodes, fade out episodes, and tonight you'll hear a storytime episode, which means I'll be reading a curious tale to you. In prior storytime episodes, I've read 10 other short stories by L. Frank Baum, who is the author of The Wizard of Oz and the author of tonight's story. And in other episodes, I've read stories and plays by other authors. If you'd like to listen to all my prior storytime episodes, and if you want to learn about the t-shirt giveaway, open to anyone who is a podcast supporter or becomes one by March 12th, 2019, there's a link in the show notes of this episode, and also at sleepwhispers.com. All right, tonight's story is titled The Man and the Butterfly by L. Frank Baum. And here's a summary of the story. It's about a mean man who really dislikes children. And he comes from a faraway land to America. He has stolen a book of magic from his homeland. And now in America, he compels a butterfly using this magical wizardry to turn children into pigs, you know, because he's a mean man. The butterfly, though, isn't mean, and the butterfly has his own moral compass, and so the butterfly only pretends to turn children into pigs. But then one day, the butterfly observes a little boy being cruel and must decide what to do about that mean little boy, and also needs to decide what to do about the mean man who came from the faraway land. So this is just a teaser summary of the story to help you focus your mind on the start of the story. And then hopefully you will drift off to sleep before you even hear the ending. As you settle into bed to listen to the story, roll around a little and might need a new mattress. Purple Mattress is the sponsor of this episode, and they've designed a unique mattress that is firm but soft, breathable so you stay cool, and it can kind of give you a floating feeling as you drift off to sleep. You can try a Purple Mattress for 100 nights, and if you're not fully satisfied, then you can return it for a full refund. And right now, you'll get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. Just text the word WHISPERS to 84888 to get that free pillow. Text WHISPERS to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Now on to the story. The Man and the Butterfly by L. Frank Baum. A man named Darren once lived in a faraway land called Farland, and he was so exceedingly cross and disagreeable that everyone hated him. He snarled and stormed at every person he met, and was never known to laugh or to be merry under any circumstances. He especially hated boys and girls, because the boys jeered at him, which aroused his wrath, and the girls made fun of him, which hurt his pride. When he had become so unpopular that no one would speak to him, the king of Farland heard about it and commanded the mean man to emigrate to America. This suited Darren very well, but before he left Farland, he stole the great book of magic that belonged to a wise magician. Then, gathering up his small amount of money, he took a ship to America. He settled in a city of the Middle West and started a laundry business. He put up a red and white sign, and people brought their laundry to him and got paper checks with Farland characters on them in exchange, this being the only sort of character Darren had left. One day, as the mean man was ironing in his shop in the basement of 263.5 Main Street, he looked up and he saw a crowd of childish faces pressed against the window. Most Farland men make fun of friends with children. This one hated them and tried to drive them away. But as soon as he returned to his work, they were back at the window again, mischievously smiling down on him. Darren uttered horrid words in his home language and made fierce gestures. But this did no good at all. The children stayed as long as they pleased, and they came again the very next day, as soon as school was over, and likewise the next day, and the next. The children saw that their presence at the window bothered the Farland man, and were delighted accordingly. The following day, being Sunday, the children didn't appear. But as Darren, being a heathen, was working in his little shop, a big butterfly flew in through the open door and fluttered about the room, closed the door and chased the butterfly until it caught it. When he pinned it against the wall by sticking two pins through its beautiful wings. This didn't hurt the butterfly, there being no feelings in its wings. But it did make the butterfly a prisoner. This butterfly was of large size, and its wings were exquisitely marked by gorgeous colors laid out in irregular designs, like the stained glass windows of a cathedral. Darren now opened his wooden chest and drew forth the great book of magic that he had stolen. Turning the pages slowly, he came to a passage describing how to understand the language of butterflies. This he read carefully, and then mixed a magic formula in a tin cup and drank it down with a wry face. Immediately thereafter, he spoke to the butterfly in its own language, saying, "Why did you enter this room? I smelled beeswax," answered the butterfly. "Therefore, I thought I might find some honey here. But you are my prisoner," said Darren. "If I please, I can kill you or leave you on the wall to starve to death." "I expect that," replied the butterfly with a sigh. "But my race is short-lived anyway. It doesn't matter whether death comes sooner or later. Yet, you like to live, do you not?" asked Darren. "Yes, life is pleasant and the world is beautiful. So I don't seek death." "Then," said Darren, "I will give you life, a long and pleasant life, if you will promise to obey me for a time and carry out my instructions." "How can a butterfly serve a man?" asked the creature in surprise. "Usually they can't," Darren replied. "But I have a book of magic, which teaches me strange things. So, do you promise?" "Oh yes, I promise," answered the butterfly. "Because if you killed me, then that's the end of everything." "Truly," said Darren, "butterflies have no souls, and therefore cannot live again. But I've enjoyed three lives already," returned the butterfly with some pride. "I've been a caterpillar and a chrysalis before I became a butterfly. You were never anything but a farland man, although I admit your life is longer than mine." "Well, I'll extend your life for many days if you obey me," declared the farland man. "I can easily do so by means of my magic." "Of course I'll obey you," said the butterfly carelessly. "Then listen. You know children, do you not, boys and girls?" "Yes, I know them. They chase me and try to catch me, as you have done," replied the butterfly. "And they mock me and jeer at me through the window," continued Darren bitterly. "Therefore, they are your enemies and mine. But with your aid and the help of the magic book, we shall have a fine revenge for their insults." "I don't really care much for revenge," said the butterfly. They are but children, and it's natural they should wish to catch such a beautiful creature as I am. Well, nevertheless, I do care, and you must obey me, retorted Darren harshly. I, at least, will have my revenge. Then he stuck a drop of molasses on the wall beside the butterfly's head and said, Eat that while I read from my book and prepare my magic formula. So the butterfly feasted on the molasses, and Darren studied his book, after which he began to mix a magic compound in the tin cup. When the mixture was ready, he released the butterfly from the wall and said to it, I command you to dip your two front feet into this magic compound, and then fly away until you meet a child. Fly close, whether it be a boy or a girl, and touch the child on his forehead with your feet. Whoever is thus touched, the book declares, will at once become a pig, and will remain such forever after. Then return to me, and dip your legs again in the contents of this cup. So shall all my enemies, the children, become miserable swine. Well, no one will think of accusing me of the sorcery. Very well, since such is your command, I obey, said the butterfly. Then it dipped its front legs, which were the shortest of the six, into the contents of the tin cup, and flew out of the door and away over the houses to the edge of the town. There it landed in a flower garden and soon forgot all about its mission to turn children into swine. In going from flower to flower, it soon brushed the magic compound from its legs, so that when the sun began to set, and the butterfly finally remembered its master, Darren, it couldn't have injured a child had it tried. But it didn't intend to try. That horrid old varlet man, the butterfly thought. He hates children and wishes to destroy them. But I rather like children myself, and shall not harm them. Of course, I must return to my master, for he is a magician and would seek me out and kill me. But I can deceive him about this matter easily enough. When the butterfly flew in at the door of Darren's laundry, he asked eagerly, Well, did you meet a child? I did, replied the butterfly, calmly. It was a pretty, golden-haired girl, but now she's a grunting pig. Good, 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 cried Darren, dancing joyfully about the room. You shall have molasses for your supper, and tomorrow you must change two children into pigs. The butterfly didn't reply and ate the molasses in silence. Having no soul and having no conscience, it was able to lie to Darren with great readiness and a certain amount of enjoyment. The next morning, by Darren's command, the butterfly dipped its legs in the mixture and flew away in search of children. When it came to the edge of the town, it noticed a pig in a sty and landed on the rail of the sty, then looked down at the creature and thought, If I could change a child into a pig, by touching it with the magic compound. What could I change a pig into, I wonder? Being curious to determine this fine point in sorcery, the butterfly fluttered down and touched its front feet to the pig's nose. Instantly, the animal disappeared, and in its place was a shock-headed, dirty-looking boy, which sprang from the sty and ran down the road, uttering loud whoops. "That's funny," said the butterfly to itself. "Darren would be very angry with me if he knew of this, because I have liberated one more of the creatures that bother him." The butterfly fluttered along after the boy, who had paused to throw stones at a cat. But the cat escaped by running up a tree, where thick branches protected her from the stones. Then the boy discovered a newly planted garden, and trampled on the beds until the seeds were scattered far and wide, and the garden was ruined. Next, he caught up a stick and struck with it a young calf that stood quietly grazing in a field. The poor creature ran away, and the boy laughed and followed after it, striking the frightened animal again and again until it finally escaped. "Really?" thought the butterfly. "I don't wonder Darren hates children, if they are all so cruel and wicked as this one." The boy came back to the road, where he met two little girls on their way to school. One of them had a red apple in her hand, and the boy snatched it away and began eating it. The little girl commenced to cry, but her companion, more brave and sturdy, cried out, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you nasty boy." Although possessed of neither soul nor conscience, the butterfly had a very tender heart, and now decided it couldn't endure this boy any longer. "If I permitted him to exist," it reflected, "I should never forgive myself, for the monster would do nothing but evil from morning till night." So it flew directly into his face and touched his forehead with its sticky front feet. The next instant, the boy had disappeared, but a grunting pig ran swiftly up the road in the direction of its sty. The butterfly gave a sigh of relief. "This time I have indeed used Darren's magic on a child," it whispered, as it floated lazily on the light breeze. "But since the child was originally a pig, I don't think I have any cause to reproach myself. The little girls were sweet and gentle, and I wouldn't injure them to save my life. But were all boys like this transformed pig, I shouldn't hesitate to carry out Darren's orders." Then it flew into a rose bush, where it remained comfortably until evening. At sundown, it returned to its master. "Have you changed two children into pigs?" Darren asked at once. "I have," replied the butterfly. "One was a pretty black-eyed baby, and the other was a freckle-faced, red-haired, barefooted boy." "Good, good, good," screamed Darren in an ecstasy of delight. "Those are the ones who torment me the most. Change every boy you meet into a pig." "Very well," answered the butterfly quietly, and ate its supper of molasses. Several days passed in the same manner. It fluttered aimlessly about the flower gardens while the sun shone, and returned at night to Darren with false tales of turning children into swine. Sometimes it would be one child which was transformed, sometimes two, and occasionally three. But Darren always greeted the butterfly's report with intense delight and gave him molasses for supper. One evening, however, the butterfly thought it might be well to bury the report so that Darren might not grow suspicious. And when its master asked what child had been changed into a pig that day, the lying creature answered, "It was a Varlin boy, and when I touched him, he became a pig." This angered Darren, who was in an especially cross mood. He spitefully snapped at the butterfly with his finger and almost broke its beautiful wing, for he forgot that Varlin boys had once mocked him and only remembered his hatred for American boys. The butterfly became very indignant at this abuse from Darren. It refused to eat its molasses and sulked all the evening, for it had grown to hate Darren almost as much as Darren hated children. When morning came, it was still trembling with indignation, but Darren cried out, "Make haste, miserable slave, for today you must change four children into pigs to make up for yesterday." The butterfly didn't reply. His little black eyes were sparkling wickedly, and no sooner had he dipped his feet into the magic compound than he flew full in Darren's face and touched him on his forehead. Soon after, a gentleman came into the room for his laundry. Darren was not there, but running around the place was a repulsive scrawny pig, which squealed most miserably. The butterfly flew away to a brook and washed from its feet all traces of the magic compound. When night came, it happily and peacefully fell asleep in a sweet-smelling rose bush. This is the end of the story. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep. Good night.